The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you in a while, David.
That's true.
But I saw your lovely wife 2 days ago, so that'll count.
Yes, yes.
That was at the Project Independence Aging in Place, Aging in Suburbia.
Right, the conference.
Conference that they had, which Christina will talk about later. Just before I get to our first guest, I always bring everybody up to what Project Independence is. And it's the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we do this with so many different ways, but just a few of them is we have a 311 number. And the 311 number so far this year has gotten almost 20,000 requests from seniors.
Oh, wow.
Taxi rides, so far this year, we're averaging almost 3,000 taxi rides a month. What the town does for the taxi rides is you have free taxis for shopping. They'll take you to the mall, not the mall, to a shopping center for food, and they take you home. And 50% discount for medical, going to a doctor's visit. And then all during the week, there is just so many things going on. There's probably, of course, David's with the Romeos.
Right. Retired older men eating out. It's a men's social group.
And actually, he started, right? You started?
Yes.
That's going strong. And there's just so many things like that with Project Independence, and it just continues to grow. So the number is 311. If you're thinking of doing something, there's advisory groups. We talk about it every week. The best thing is you call 311 and say, what's going on Wednesday? You're free? You want to do something? There's Zumba and yoga and Tai Chi. There's everything going on someplace in the town of North Hempstead.
Yes, yeah.
And part of that, of course, is this radio program. And today we have Cindy Shaw, who's the Managing Director of Helpful Care, and Bella Kirshner, who is my elder advocate. Now, these two ladies work together, two separate companies that work together, and we're very fortunate to have them with us because Mark Krieger, who was here, I think maybe a couple of weeks ago, and he's the Holistic Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And these two ladies are involved in that also. So, you know, the networking aspect of all these things for seniors is very important because one person can't do it all anyway. So it's nice to be able to turn around and for Cindy to say, wait a minute, this is as far as I can go, but Bella can help. Maybe Mark can help. Or call 311. So what I'd like to know is, I'm going to start with Cindy. Tell us a little bit about your company and then how you and Bella started working together, and we'll talk about Bella's company.
Sure. My company is the Helpful Care Company, because that's what we do. We got started almost 20 years ago, and we're family owned and operated. And we got started for personal reasons. Within our own families, we needed help. And we were a little unhappy with the results we got and kept saying, there's got to be a better way.
Okay.
And thus we were born. We pride ourselves on personalized care. And we are non-medical companions. And the kinds of things that we do are, we too provide transportation.
Okay.
For which we're insured. We do laundry, linen change, meal preparation, shopping, escorting to appointments, going out and having some fun.
Wow.
All kinds of things like that.
Things a person would do by himself or herself if he or she were capable of doing it.
Exactly. And one of the things that we and the industry tries to assure is that we don't take away anything that somebody's able to do. We want to enhance. We want to complement. And one of the things Bella and I were talking about is talking about the definition of independence, which we can get into after. We believe in assistance, not intrusion.
You're actually, if I'm looking at this correctly, you're like one step before a caregiver. I mean, they could be classified as caregivers,
yes,
but they're really
can.
Not because, you know, caregiving, you're talking almost somebody who needs just a little help. That's the way I'm interpreting it. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
You go right into caregiving also, though? I mean, if the person was in a bed and not getting out of a bed.
No.
We
can, if a family is in there and just needs, they need some help because they're the caregivers, we can go in there and take over some of the things. But we are, and again, one of the things we can talk about is home care versus home health care. We're not home health care.
Okay. That's perfect. Now I understand it. And now, Bella, I know you two guys work together, and so My Elder Advocate.
Yes. So our company is called My Elder Advocate, and it was started by Jack and Claudine Halpern, and Jack had worked in the industry for decades, and Claudine has an operational and technology background, and they started this company, and it's a franchise, and my area is Nassau County and Queens, and we provide a variety of services for caregivers and seniors. Many times we'll come in at the beginning when people might get diagnosed with a situation and they don't know what to do. So we're coming in almost like a general contractor with subcontractors, and we're going to sit there. We do a very in-depth assessment. We touch on all areas of their life, legal, financial, medical, psychosocial. We're in the home. So we see the clutters of mail, of medicines not being taken, and we find out what they want. What is their goal? Do they want to stay home? Do they maybe, home isn't working, they're very lonely, they want to go maybe move somewhere else? So we can help with placement, whether it's assisted living, if they need to go into rehab, if they have to go into the hospital. We help with placement. We follow them up there. And we do something called monitoring. So let's say once they are in the home, but many times people have issues with the aides coming in or the companions. They're uncomfortable with them. How do we speak? How do we draw boundaries? How do we get them to do what we want? So many times I will provide monitoring services monthly where I can help supervise the aides. They report to me at the shifts. Or if a caregiver is going out of town on vacation and they're like, who's going to hold it together with the aides while I'm away? So I come in, I'm like their adopted daughter. They report to me. I communicate. So if somebody goes to the hospital, I'm the one the doctors are speaking to, and I make sure everything gets taken care of. And we can also help if people unfortunately get evicted from nursing homes or assisted living. That can happen as well. And we can address that.
I'm seeing a similarity between you and Cynthia in that you're providing a service for someone who could do it himself or herself, if not for...
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. We help specifically in our company navigate the gaps in healthcare. You know, many times someone might get discharged from the hospital and there's a really good plan or from rehab, but then they go home and they stop taking their meds. They don't like the aid. They don't know how to deal with navigating. Maybe now they broke their hip and they're nervous going outside and finding a senior center. So we help to pull the gaps together to make sure they're living their best quality life. And many times we will work. Cindy and I have done cases together where Cindy will bring in companions, and we've had a lot of success with that.
Right. You would be the one. Bella starts it off, technically.
Exactly.
I mean, you could also go in independently on your own, but most of the times, I would say, Cindy, you're probably getting a referral from somebody. You need to wind up calling Cindy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, the person from one of the cases that I have in mind, we'll call him Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they were referred to us by an elder care attorney. She referred both of us independently. We didn't realize it initially that we were both working with the same family. It just kind of came out. But I can easily refer somebody to Bella because she does things well beyond what we do. We're very specific in what we do. Mm-hmm. Bella has a plethora of services. And an older person really has no reason to know some of the things that you said they don't know. So Bell is the person to go to for that.
Well, you know, which we talk about, all the time. When a senior gets to a certain age and they need help, it's the first time they're doing it. It's not like cooking and, you know, the 1,500th time you've made meatloaf, you know what you're doing. And people, they lose control, and there's so much information out there. And you have X number of children saying, do this, Ma, do that, Ma, and you have the cousin in there. Everybody butts in. And honestly, because I've seen it, people just get crazy.
They do.
They have nothing what to do. Whereas starting with, say, a Cindy or with a Bella, actually, at least you can take steps. Now, I'm going to ask a very specific question of Cindy. The difference between home care and home health care.
The home care, and it's one word.
Yeah, I know. It's a big one.
But it's a big one. It is a big distinction. In home care, we cannot do the medical aspects. We don't physically get in there and shower with somebody,
right?
For example. We do what's called standby.
So that's called health.
Yeah.
Showering.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
We do standby assistance. which means we will stand by. If somebody is capable of showering themselves, they shouldn't do it when there's nobody around. It's just a safety precaution to have somebody. We'll stand by. They can be behind the curtain, but we can...
You could be there.
We'll be there. Right, we'll give them a hand, and we'll hand them the towel.
Right.
But, yeah, we try to get all our folks who shower themselves to wait until we're there. They all want to say, no, I have to be clean and ready when you get here. No, you don't.
Right.
No,
okay,
you don't.
Okay.
So that's one of the distinctions.
I didn't know that one. Okay.
Yeah, we cannot do that.
Okay. And, of course, medications...
We can remind people to take their medications. We cannot dispense medications.
Okay. And so just with that one, so now you're going to turn around and tell the patient, you know, you need to take your meds. That person opens the bottle and takes seven of them out. Now you know they only need one. That's when you got to turn around and say, you know, we're past a companion. You need somebody more full-time with a medical... background of, it's not a medical, a medical aid, so to speak.
Or somebody licensed to dispense medications. There are people to do that. Often the family will come in and set up one of those pill boxes, which are wonderful.
Okay, oh, yeah, I see them.
And we can just say, did you take those? You know, let's take those now. We can do that without any problem. But we cannot physically hand medication to, and that's another distinction. And to us, they're clients. Home health aides, home health care, they're patients.
Okay, that's a big one.
It takes on a whole different psychological implication as well.
Yeah.
Talk about medications, one I thought of, ordering. Many people, take half a dozen different medications, and you have to reorder in time, so you order that, and why. Is that what you do?
Yes. So many times I will come in, and I'll kind of assess what the meds are, and we will talk to them about it. Is this the best way to go about this? And if it's not, there's all types of services, telemedicine, that I can bring in based on their insurance and their location to make sure that they're taking what they need to take, and they're taking the right meds. I mean, sometimes you can have a case where... You know, you're wondering, is there too many meds? And, I mean, I'm not medical, but I'll say, you know, I think we should go to a doctor and get an evaluation. Because it seems to me you're taking an awful lot of medications. You haven't been to a physician in a while. We should arrange that.
It's that two-step between the two of you. You're ordering the meds for them, and you are making sure they take it.
Correct.
Right.
Right, no, and the synergy makes sense. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
It's what I'm finding, not with you guys, but it's just being able to find the person. That's the biggest thing.
Correct.
I mean, like this radio program helps bring, you know, my elder advocate and Helpful Care Company to people's attention. But even people listening today, they're not paying attention because they don't need either one of you. And in 3 weeks when they do, they're not recalling like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I heard about this a couple of months ago. And that's the issue with these things.
Yeah.
Between senior centers and libraries and stuff, you have to constantly be out there letting people know, you know, what's there for them. Now, senior programs, senior centers and stuff, you get involved there.
Right. So I will do research in the area and find out what's right. Sometimes somebody's homebound and I can bring programs to them. I just had a new client yesterday actually in the city, and he's dealing with both of his parents.
Okay.
And dad is in rehab, and dad was supposed to be going out in a week, and I came in, I did my assessment, and I touched on all areas, and we're talking about long term where he should go after, and mom's at home with dementia. And you know what? He's saying, I just want to get out of here. So I spoke to the doctor. I'm like, is there any reason we can't discharge him earlier? And the doctor said, actually, no, we can't. So I'm getting him out about 4 days earlier.
Okay.
So he had this huge smile and grin on his face. He was happy about that. But the son, when we were talking and I was telling him all these things that we do, I'm bringing in a lawyer to speak to them about getting them on Medicaid and helping them to plan appropriately. He said, how come they don't teach us this? He said, I wish, and he goes, high school, they should give courses. I'm like, high school's a little early, but maybe college. He said, nobody's prepared to what's coming next. People have no clue. So actually, you're right what you're saying, but planning is a good thing to do. When people turn about 75, 80, the biggest birthday present you can get is an assessment with you know, someone who can advise
them. That's interesting. Actually, we're going to continue on this. Right now, we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.